It's 11-11. Well, for a few days, it looked like former San Diego Padres manager Bud Black was going to join the Washington Nationals as its next manager. This morning, though, the team announced their new skipper will be Dusty Baker. Joining us live now, Washington Post sports reporter James Wagner. James, I guess it was a short-term contract that turned Bud Black off and they couldn't reach a deal, but the Nats have always done short-term contracts with managers.
Yeah, in the past, historically, it's been about two-year deals with team options, even for some established guys, like Davey Johnson had short-term deals. So it's kind of been their thing not to, to offer long-term, lucrative deals for managers. So this kind of happened with Bud Black, too.
Talk a little bit about what's on Baker's plate now. What is his biggest task at hand?
I guess, in part is restoring some of the relationships in the clubhouse. You know, with the previous manager, Matt Williams, this is his first time doing this. And, last year was kind of a disappointment. And they were even, they missed the playoffs and there were even questions about his relationship with some of the players. So I think, one, Dusty kind of restoring that within the clubhouse and, again, gaining the trust of the veteran players like Jason Worth, Ryan Zimmerman, and even the younger guys like Bryce Harper. And then on top of that, just more than anything, to get them back into the playoffs.
Well, he's likable and he certainly had a lot of success, but are there any knocks against Dusty Baker?
Yeah, I mean, in the past, he's been known for kind of being an old-school guy. You know, I think that has, a lot of different meanings. But in this case, that'd be, relying a lot on starting pitchers. You know, back in the day with the Cubs, he was always known for using guys like Mark Pryor a lot. And then Mark Pryor ended up having a short career with injuries. So, but I think that kind of stigma kind of lasted a long time for Dusty, even in Cincinnati, even though he kind of improved. But then also things like sacrifice bunts, things like that. But, I mean, in every stop, this guy's won. He's taken teams to the playoffs. You know, 20 years as a manager, he's been in the playoffs. At least seven times, won multiple divisions with every team. So this guy knows what he's doing, and he knows how to handle big personalities and be a leader.
Still a lot of question marks out there because, as you know, when the Nats let Williams go, they also let a lot of the coaches go. So I wonder if not knowing what the coaching staff is going to be like, whether that's going to be a thorn in Baker's side.
No, I mean, I think he's been around, 20 years as a manager, and he played for a long time. He knows a lot of people he can lean on to build an experienced, coaching staff. So, I mean, also he himself, being a former outfielder and hitter, I mean, he can kind of offer the instruction himself, too. Who knows? It's kind of early still to kind of figure out what the coaching staff will look like. Mm-hmm. But he has a wide, big, large Rolodex of people he can kind of lean on.
It's early, but World Series, here we come, right, James?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, he's taken teams to the World Series before, 0-2 with the Giants, and they lost to the Angels that year.
Yeah, all right. Well,
fingers
thanks.
Crossed.
Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
James
thanks.
Wagner, Washington Post sports reporter on the hiring of Dusty Baker as the Nationals' new manager.
Let's go Nats. It's 11-14.